I would like to play some complete the sentence. So I start a sentence and you complete it.
Oh, shit.
Don't be afraid. It's okay. Easy. The first sentence is, one day I would like to drink a beer with...
Well, I would like to drink a beer with, including a barbecue, because I always said it. I always wanted to go for a barbecue with Bruce Springsteen because it's Bruce Springsteen. But I think Bruce would just stand there behind the grill, screwing some shit. I will sit next to it, have a good talk, have a beer. Yes. So I would definitely go for Bruce, I guess.
Second sentence, my super crazy plan B if my career as a musician doesn't work is...
I've been seriously thinking about that. Is starting a water buffalo farm. Wasserbuffel.
Why?
To make buffalo mozzarella. Because I fucking love buffalo mozzarella. It's seriously, I'm not kidding. It's been seriously like, I saw a documentary on a German television and I was like, yes, you can't keep water buffalos by yourself. Now I found a water buffalo farm in Holland and I follow them on Instagram and it's fucking amazing. So yes, I'm gonna do that.
And the third sentence is, one day I would like to play a gig at...
Oh, that's a really good question. I really don't know. You know, I don't want to sound too cliche, but when I started this all, that was 7 years ago, I wanted to travel around, I want to make music on my own and do the thing that I really love to do. That I made it for those 7 years is already for me something that I was never focused or never thought I would do that. I've played on festivals where I went before I was making music and I always said, or when I started playing guitar, I always said to my friends like, oh, one day it would be nice. Not with really like with the intention of going there, but more like, you know, like, ah, it's never gonna happen, but hey, it would be cool. And I played those festivals. So everything that happened for the last 5 years, everything is a bonus. I mean, the first 3 years were terrible. Like health-wise, financial-wise, everything just sucked. My whole life, like, I was as good as homeless. And it was a tough one. And it's still not always that easy, but I made it till this point. And yes, I'm not playing in front of thousands of people every night, but if there's five people in front of me having a good time, fuck yeah, you know? And that's for me, that keeps me going. Today, because I was driving mostly by my own, today Max, the drummer of Itsy Bootsy Kid, just joined me in the van, which was really nice, and we talked about it, we sat in the van, and was like, if you really think about this, this is really fucking bullshit what we're doing. Because what are we doing? We have a fucking awesome time, we are making music, and we can eat from that. And we have a house because of that. It's weird. It is. And, you know, you have to realize that. That's good.